I'm happy to see that God did not say, honor your parents, or honor your mother, or honor your father. It says, honor your father and mother. In order to be clear that in his order, you cannot have a child who has no father and no mother. To have a child, both of them will be there. The mother may hide who the father is. It's more difficult to hide who the mother is, although it happens for those who get a child and they're taken to adoption. But every human being has a father and mother. And respecting one and ignoring the other is not fulfilling God's command. God expects you to respect both. Many people these days are at the level where they do not want to respect one of them. For example, you are finding children who are calling themselves by their mother's name. In their culture, the way to show respect to your father is to be named after him. That's a cultural way. Then you decide, no. Me, I have no respect for my father. I'm going to be named after my mother. So the whole world can know. I either have no father or have no respect of him. I don't think that is in obedience with this command. This command says, honor your father and your mother. And it does not say, honor a good father, honor a good mother. All they need is to have been your biological parents or your foster parents. It will be important, if you really are a true worshiper of God, to respect both.